Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this hump day Wednesday, the last day of January. January 31st, 2024. January is in the books, heading into a warmer February. Said that we're going to be in the mid-30s, possibly 40s over the next 10 days. Snow's probably going to melt. It's going to feel almost like spring out there. Then we're going to have supposedly we're going to have some more snow and cold weather starting around the 10th through the 15th of February. Long-term forecasts saying winter will be coming back, and it will be coming back with a vengeance. We will be getting a ton of snow and cold temperatures. So we'll wait and see. Enjoy the warm-up out there. Make sure you still wear a coat. I have, over the years, learned one thing. If I get a chill out in cold weather because it's warm, you leave the house, you think, I don't need a jacket. It's nice. It feels like 42 out here, 45, whatever. You get chilled. You get a severe cold. Man, it knocks me on my can every single spring. So just keep that in mind. But enjoy the warm-up. Looking forward to the class this Saturday up in St. Ignace. Mark Farner, his wife, are coming, and he's got a buddy coming. He's up from downstate. I didn't get his first name, but hey, welcome to the radio family. And we're going to be meeting him at the class on St. Ignace this Saturday. At the class, I should say. Little Bear East Arena, 275 Marquette Street. Doors are going to open up at 9:30. We've got the books, we've got the guides, we got the Michigan State Constitution, we got some bottled water, we got frisky apples, and Miss Vicky and I are coming up to St. Ignace. We're going to be spending the night there at Quality Inn across the street, right there by the bridge. Appreciate Quality Inn putting us up for the night on Friday, and we'll be getting up, having a breakfast and heading over to the arena, getting set up, looking forward to the class, spending some time with you guys, looking forward to giving you lots of information. Make sure you bring a pen to write in your books and reading glasses if you need them. So greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. We still have 7 seats available. Technically, last Friday was the deadline at 5 o'clock. Well, when I placed the order, the little voice said, you know what, why don't you go ahead and order 10 extra books and 10 extra guides. Make sure you have 10 extra state constitutions, because there's always going to be last-minute folks that want to come to the class. So we do have 7. We're down to 7 tickets available. If you want to come to the class, just text me class, and I'll text you back the flyer and the link to the website, acconservatives.org. Class is $49. It includes the books, the guides, the Constitution, and everything. Now, I do have a paid seat, thanks to Nick Wallace, J2 Construction, out of Harbor Springs, Petoskey area. He can't make the class on Saturday. He's already paid for the class, but he can't make it. So, the first person that texts me, who you guys would like to come, but you can't afford the class, whatever, you forgot the deadline, you missed the deadline, but you really can't afford the $49, especially if you live in Mackinac County. If you live in Mackinac County and you would like Nick Wallace's ticket, text me J2 J2 Construction. J2 Construction. The first person to text me J2 Construction will get Nick Wallace's free seat to attend the class this Saturday in St. Ignace. So that is open, and the first person to text me that, you get the ticket. Yesterday, there was the primary for the Democrats to come up with their candidate to run to replace Lori Stone, Kevin Coleman, the two Democrat state representatives, two state representatives that resigned because they became city mayors. Lori Stone, first woman ever to be the mayor of Warren, Michigan, in Macomb County. And Kevin Coleman got elected to be the mayor of Westland. Well, they now know who the candidates are. Republican, going to be running in Macomb County area, and another Republican, kind of wasting his time actually, running down in Westland. Now, why do I say that? Because Westland is 63% Democrats. 63%. Okay, now, in Warren, though, it's a little bit different. And Warren is pretty interesting because it could be a toss-up. Very, very interesting. Because they, in Macomb County, are basically fed up. They are completely fed up with the spending increasing, the inflation going on in Macomb County. And it's pretty interesting how this is going to work out, because if they flip that seat from Democrat to Republican, well, it's going to be a very, very interesting election in April. April 16th and April 26th will be the two general elections to find out who replace these Democrat state representatives. Now, the interesting part is they had quite a few people run in the 25th district. That's down in Westland. Five Democrats running for the seat. Well, the person that eked out basically about a 6% victory to replace Kevin Coleman, Peter Herzberg, 2,034 votes. Well, that represented roughly 35.6% of the vote. Coming in second place, Andrea Rutkowski. She only lost, listen to this, people, 1704. She only lost by 330 votes. That's it. Out of 2,034 for the top vote getter compared to 1704. Why? Because a third person got 1,244 votes. The fourth person got 471. And the fifth person got 249. Now, if the fourth and fifth person had not run, and the people that voted for them would have voted for the person in second place, Andrea Rutkowski would have won the race. Now, it's kind of interesting. Herzberg is Kevin Coleman's, the mayor's, cousin. The second place person, Andrea Rutkowski, was endorsed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So what you had basically, the mayor handpicking his cousin and endorsing him to be the candidate. But the governor of the state of Michigan wanted the second place person, Andrea Rutkowski. From a political strategy point of view, if you connect the dots, what does that tell you? Politics is local. Both of the candidates had been endorsed by the UAW. Both of the candidates were endorsed by many of the same progressive left-leaning organizations. But the real difference in the end, and it wasn't even so much name recognition, because Rutkowski had been on the Westland City Council. She had been on the ballot previously. But because the mayor, Kevin Coleman, recruited his cousin to run for the seat, was endorsed by the mayor, and Whitmer, the governor, endorsed the second place person, it proves my theory. Politics is local. Doesn't have so much to do with name recognition. Doesn't matter if somebody's been on the ballot for many, many, many years, longtime incumbent, people know his name. If you get people involved in the campaign and you get a local endorsement, now I'm going to break this down for a perfect example, Sheboygan County. We have a county commissioner, longtime county commissioner, been there for a long time representing a certain area. Allegedly, supposedly, he's already filed his affidavit of identity that he's running for re-election. This guy has to go. Now, if a candidate would step forward and file the affidavit of identity to run against him and got the locals, the supervisors, the township trustees, the clerk, the treasurer, maybe a certain radio show talk show host to come out publicly and endorse them, that longtime incumbent can be defeated. Local endorsements matter. And when the mayor, even though he was his cousin, endorsed his cousin, well, guess what? He won. Politics is local. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show. Just got a text message from Bob over at Great Lakes Phone and Computer there in downtown Petoskey. You can attend the class as a donation per Bob. He's going to cover 3 tickets for you to attend the class. We also have a 4th ticket available from Nick Wallace from J2 Construction in Harbor Springs, Petoskey as well. So, Bob, greatly appreciate that. He's just going to go to the website AC Conservatives and make a donation, and you can attend the class on him. Again, Great Lakes Phone and Computer right there in Petoskey. Greatly appreciate you doing that for us, sir. One of the things that we are going to talk about is this election season and what you can do in anticipation of it. Presidential primary, folks, is February the 27th. Now, the interesting thing about that is there's 9 days of early voting. Pretty interesting, because the 9 days of early voting is the Saturday before the election, and you need to find out where exactly your township, city, or village is holding it. Some counties have chosen one location. They're going to take shifts from the various municipalities in manning the polling stations. Our little Antrim County, pig-headed, would not agree to do that. So every single township, city, and village in Antrim County, the clerks have to have poll workers. Why? Because they have 9 days of early voting. Now, this is the way it's going to work. Absentee ballots were made available for voters back on January 18th, basically 2 weeks ago. This past Sunday, January 28th, certain communities began allowing early voting. February 12th is the deadline to register to vote online or by mail, and to be eligible to vote in person on Tuesday, February 27th for the presidential primary. Well, February 13th the window for in-person registration at your local clerk's office with proof of residency. Now, notice it doesn't say proof of citizenship. It says proof of residency. Then, starting on Saturday, February 17th, so basically 18 days from today, early voting starts. You will be able to present an absentee ballot through the mail up until February 23rd, which is a Friday at 5 p.m. Sunday, February 25th, is going to be the last day of early voting. The 9 days of early voting, well, that's it. The following day, February 26th, Monday at 4 p.m., is the deadline to request an absentee ballot in person at your local clerk's office. So you can actually get an absentee ballot the day before the election day. Then finally, presidential primary, Tuesday, February 27th, polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So all of these 9 days of early voting comes to an end, and we finally have, in my opinion, a already foregone conclusion. Biden will win Michigan. Donald Trump will win Michigan for the Republican nomination. Complete waste of time. We already know the polling numbers. We already know who people are going to vote for. DeSantis is out of the race. The only challenger left remaining is Nikki Haley, and she doesn't have a snowball chance of winning Michigan over Donald Trump. Biden is the only real announced candidate on the Democrat side. And I have no idea what the independent Robert Kennedy Jr.'s, RFK's Jr.'s, polling numbers are, but nationwide he's averaging, I think, around 18 to 22%, depending on the poll you look at. I think Real Clear Politics average has him at 20. So if he gets 20% of the vote, 80% is left up for Donald Trump and or Biden. Democrats will vote for Biden, Republicans will vote for Trump. This whole election is a complete waste of time and money. Well, in our little township of Torch Lake, Vicky was asked by our clerk to be a poll worker. She doesn't have enough workers to work the polls for 9 days of early voting. So Vicky went to a class yesterday and got certified to be a poll inspector, they call them, a poll worker. She's going to be working for 9 days in our township where people can come in and vote. Well, I got the packet, and we're going to talk about how this is going to work this year. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8322.